Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Uh-oh, it is that time. It is time to find out what's in Hugh's Holiday Stock, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliance. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliance, where you can save up to 40% during their Home for the Holidays appliance. They'll shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.7 liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, Hugh Douglas, as everyone knows, you're going to give the audience a hint, and then every caller gets to hop on, ask you one yes or no question, and then they get to make a guess. So yesterday, would you say it was a success, what happened yesterday?
Yeah, good Gouda.
Okay. Yeah, the good Gouda. All right, Hugh, what do you got for us today? Give us a hint as to what is in this stocking now.
It's in your car.
It's in your car. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Gary in Doylestown up first. Hey, Gary.
Hey, is it a button that you push?
Is it a button you push, you?
No.
Come on, dude. That was an easy answer.
No.
No, see, this is where we get in trouble.
No, the answer is no.
No. I'm going to say the steering wheel.
No, appreciate it, Gary.
That's
Keith.
Definitely in the car. We need
in the Northeast. Hey, Keith.
What's up, guys? Is it hanging?
Yes.
Is it a mirror?
No.
No.
All right, Oz in Warminster. Hey, Oz.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Does it change the scent in the car?
Yes.
Is it an air freshener?
Let's go.
Yes.
Are you guys happy? Are you happy today?
Oz, great job.
Good
you
job,
hit
man.
It. Three people in. Boom. Home run for Hugh Douglas.
Not really.
So be honest now. Now that we went through this exercise, you like when no one can get it.
You know what? That wasn't as fun as yesterday.
I do. You see, I do like it when nobody gets it. But you know, I was bullied into.
No, you weren't. Well, hold on. Do you want to tell everyone what your idea was today?
I forgot. What was my idea?
Dude.
The brand of Pine
oh,
Sol.
Oh, for Fabuloso.
Fabuloso.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's like Pine Sol.
I looked it up. It looks like purple pine salt.
Yeah, it smells great.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do you have any Fabuloso at home?
Yes.
You do?
I do. Yes. That's why I want to do the Fabuloso. I mop with Fabuloso all the time.
I feel like this is something we should have known about.
Yeah, I mop with Fab because it smells good. It makes the house smell good.
So what is the scent?
It's like I would think of like a lavender.
Oh, well, you're a lavender guy.
Yeah, I like lavender. Yeah. Well, Kyle doesn't.
No.
Lavender, Kyle. Cow snapped out.
Gives me a headache.
Remember those emails we used to get that someone
was
too much fragrance? I think that was about Hugh Douglas.
I ain't stopped. This trade don't stop. I still do a can't stop, won't stop.
All right. I guess the lesson is here.
That's a good HR move.
Yeah, can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. Response to HR.
HR email about me? Don't care.
Don't stop.
All right, 215-592-9494. Now that we figured out what's in Hugh's holiday stock, are you going to wash the stocking or is the air freshener to make it smell better?
The air freshener make it smell better.
Yeah, it's probably
next week I'm going to bring some heat, though, with these good guesses.
Oh, you have more ideas?
Yeah, I'm going to think of some this weekend. Yeah,
that stocking is rancid.
Well, I can't probably do that one because I'm going to get in trouble.
That's good.
But I'm going to think of some.
You probably shouldn't name what you're going to put in there today. So that.
Hey, but would I be on brand if I did?
Yes. You would. Yeah. You would.
That would be on brand.
Yeah. I do regret not signing off on the Fabuloso. That would have been better.
That would have definitely been better. Fabuloso.
I mean, look, I just have never heard of Fabuloso.
Me neither. I mean, look, if we got specific enough with Gouda cheese.
Oh, dog.
We could have done a specific brand.
Well, the Gouda cheese was a big story yesterday. He was showing me a news report that kind of goes along with the Gouda cheese.
The Gouda, yeah, dog. It got bad.
Yeah, 215.
Be careful with that Gouda, fellas.
592.
Gouda get you jammed
94, up. 94. All right. Let's everyone.
Get you jammed up.
Maybe if you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, yo, that, Gouda
that will
get
do
you
it, yeah.
Binding.
Yeah. Before we go back to the phone lines here and all this with the Eagles, do you expect the offense to wake up and emerge and have a big day on Sunday?
No.
Come on.
Joe. Hugh.
Kyle.
I'm just kidding. I don't either.
Kyle.
No,
Joe. Kyle. Hugh.
What
are we doing?
What are we doing?
No. But do I expect them to win? Yes.
But if we're in a nail biter against – you heard Mark Ingram.
I heard Mark.
Mark laid it out. The Raiders suck.
And Mark also told you that you can't overlook anybody because you get caught slipping.
Yeah, but he also was basically saying you could kind of overlook the Raiders. Listen, I heard that.
No, I heard it too. He walked it back. He's like, yeah, no, you can't overlook anybody.
But he basically said they're good at nothing.
Yeah, he did say that.
They're on the road, cold weather.
What are we good at, Joe?
What are the Eagles good at? Defense.
You said that with a straight. I give you that one.
They're good at defense.
Yeah, we have a good defense.
They are good at defense. But
what are we good at on offense?
No. Let's
no. But Joe, we our not ceiling much. Our ceiling is 21 points. Is that a fair assessment over the last 3 weeks? I got my little ESPN stats right here.
You know what our over under is on FanDuel for team total points?
22.
I think yesterday was 24.5. I think.
Now, it may have come down because of the weather. Maybe they knocked it down.
Well, the total for the game is 38.5.
38.5. It has to be the lowest game on the board this weekend.
I would imagine.
Now, I think it's a combination of the Raiders are terrible.
Terrible.
The Eagles' offense has been bad. The weather's going to be bad. I mean, that all equals a lower scoring game. But my goodness gracious.
It's actually 25.5.
25.5.
They're
so
listening to Joe.
They're listening to Joe. With Douglas.
That's high. FanDuel trying to get y'all sucked in.
25.5 is lofty.
It's lofty.
It's a big number.
That's lofty.
It's a huge number.
I mean, guys, let's be honest, gonna need a defensive score to get there.
I'm looking at 16 against the Detroit Lions, 10 against the Packers, 38 against the Giants, 28 against the Vikings, 17, 31. 33. Okay, early in the season with 20.
It's gotten worse.
24.
Yeah, a lot worse.
No. I mean, guys, it's just not happening.
Listen, can I help you out here, Joe? Let's just win. I don't care what it looks
that's
like.
That's what
it
you say against the Chargers and Herbert and Harbaugh Packers.
No, we lost 3 in a row. We just need to bounce back.
Just
need
to win against the Raiders?
Yes.
They just fired their offensive coordinator because he was running a different offense than the players. This is the team we're facing.
He was doing his own thing. He went out there and was like, you know what? What we practice this week? Forget that. Let's do this.
Sleep it. Run these plays.
Sounds like Jalen.
Forget that. Let's do this.
Jalen and Chip. Matt's made it happen. All right. Let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Reggie is in Germantown. Hey, Reggie.
I'm up. Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, Hugh, could you entertain this cooking analogy for me?
Let's entertain it. Let me, I'm about to lock in. I'm listening. What you got? Turn the thing off for me, because I need to hear this.
Just like what you just now said, so let's look at Kevin Petullo as the executive chef.
The executive chef?
And Jalen as his sous chef.
Oh, I got to write these down. Okay, wait a minute. Hold up.
The sous chef is the one that actually makes the meal. The executive chef is the one that writes the recipe. So Kevin Petullo is drawing up the plays. He's giving them to Jalen Hurts' sous chef, and Jalen Hurts is not cooking the meal right. Or in other words, he's not running the plays right.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
So Jalen, like Kevin Petullo is writing the recipes, but
yes.
instead of using like OU or something like that, Jalen's using like hot sauce or something like that, right?
And
yeah, I got you.
And he's screwing it up. And, you know, we're like, oh, this is not coming right. And then we going back to Kevin Petullo and saying, what kind of crap is this? We know we asked you for some soul food, and you giving us this halal fish sandwich. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Halal, yeah.
Halal is Muslim style.
No, that's what I knew that. When you said that, I know the Muslims. I've heard of that. Yeah, halal. That's why I was like, halal.
I've had that.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? And again, just like I was listening to the Seth, and the same thing, you know, with the gentleman y'all just had on, and it's like, well, there's nothing wrong with the plays. They're just not executed.
So it's the sous chef.
In other words, it's
the quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go. You know what I mean? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Reggie,
no,
you got it.
No problem,
you know what?
Reg.
I like that.
I followed that. I wrote down
in
stuff,
your notebook.
Too.
Yeah.
How did you spell sous chef, by the way? I was curious.
Sue.
Like the late? Like a late?
Is that Sue? Sue? It's S-U-E, ain't it?
It's not, no.
What is it?
S-O-U-S.
S-O-U-O-U-S or what?
S-O-U-S.
S-O-U-S. Sue chef. Okay.
I like Sue as in Aunt Sue more than I like S-O-U-S.
I sniped that. I knew that was
you knew I was going to screw it up?
Yeah.
You know that because I'm trying to take notes. And I'm like, Sue chef, I ain't got time to figure that out. But Sue works. I knew somebody named Sue.
Yeah. If we're
and the halal fish sandwich, I know.
Halal's good, man.
Yeah.
If we're titling the podcast for this segment, Air Fresheners and SUE Chefs.
Yeah. Yes, SUE Chef.
Let's go to Ralph in South Philly. Let's see what he's got cooked up for us. What's up, Ralph?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Ralph, what are you thinking?
I can't believe you guys don't know what Fabuloso is. I use it every day at work. I work for Penn's Landing. I can't
Fabuloso,
believe
hey, smells great. They don't get out much, dog. They don't get out much.
No, they don't. They don't. We clean the bathrooms with that. I can't believe they don't know what the hell it is.
Well, I knew Pine Sol. I mean, I get the concept. I just didn't know the Fabuloso brand.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some this weekend, Ralph. This is my new plan.
Yeah, try it. Hey, listen, you can use it in your kitchen, bathroom. Yeah. It works wonders.
I can't wait. What a big weekend I have planned. Fabuloso tomorrow, Eagles Raiders Sunday. Go ahead, Ralph.
But back to the matter at hand. These guys, they're going to wake up. I feel like, though, I'm just going to be honest because I work with this lady in the skating rink and all that. They had the Eagles logo on the ice skating rink last season for the playoffs and all that. I don't think the Eagles doing that this year because they know they're not making it. I don't think they're going to go far at all. I think they're going to probably go out the first game if they go to the playoffs.
That's some high-level doctrine.
Well, Ralph, it does. Right now it's hard not to feel that way.
That's high-level reckless speculation.
Yeah. I mean, I know, and Ralph, appreciate it, and again, I like the recommendation from Ralph and you for Fabuloso. I'm in.
Yeah, Fabuloso, it hits. It hits.
How often do you mop?
You know, I try to mop every weekend. It's a lot. Yeah, but it's tiring. Mopping is hard.
I wouldn't have pegged you for a weekly mopper.
No.
Well, I mean, I have to because it's like, you know, it's mopping is hard. It's just, you know, and I'm the only one doing it. So, yeah, I'm the only one going to do it. I'm the only one watch dishes at my home. Love my daughter. Don't wash dishes. And she makes most of the dishes.
Yeah. Is this a venting session?
That's, yeah.
Do it a little bit. She don't listen to radio.
That's often how it goes.
Yeah. She don't, dog, she makes all the dishes. And they will sit there until I wash them.
Yep.
Does she ever wonder how they get washed? Or just?
You know what I've always wanted to ask?
I think it's a wonderful, clean dish. How do you think it got that way?
Oh, my God. And it's like, but you know what the thing that I've noticed? She will ride it out. Like, if I don't wash dishes, because sometimes I would just leave them in there just to see if she'll wash them.
She will.
She ride that thing all the way out, Joe. She would use, if it was one fork in there, she will wash the last fork.
Oh, well, what you have is a staring contest, and you're losing. I mean, you are getting
punked. Hey, listen. That, why you think I'm so mean on these Twitter streets? Because I'm getting punked at home every day.
Yeah.
I get ran over every day at home. Every day.
So you're the big man on campus?
I'm the big man. Listen, so that's why I take it out. Every
you're
time I come
it out
to work,
the Twitter people.
I take it out on Twitter people every chance I get. Boss don't understand that. See, your kids are young. I'm getting punked by a 26-year-old. Every day. Wash the dishes, old man. Like, every day. Take me to the grocery store. It ain't nothing I can do about it, but it's cool. She happy. That's all that matters. She happy.
I'm glad we let you vent here. I think this is good for you personally.
Yo, I'm just saying. That's why y'all, every time y'all say something to me, y'all going to catch heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to catch these hands.
Yep.
Every day, because I can't throw them at home.
Next person on Twitter to tell Hugh that he's never won anything as an Eagle. You better think again.
Hey, you better pick and choose your battle.
He's getting punked at
home. Because I'm telling you, you want it with me. I ain't getting punked in the streets. I might get punked at home. I ain't getting punked in these streets.
Now I'm picturing you putting the plate down, drying it off, getting Joe, back on the streets and saying, screw you.
Joe, every day, like, I will go home today, it's going to be a pile of dishes. Guess who's going to watch?
Me. Yeah. Well,
love you, though, baby girl, if you listen. Love you. She ain't watching no dishes, though.
Nope. Let's go to Hugh in Lafayette Hill. We don't often have Hughes call Hugh. Hey, Hugh.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Hugh, what's up?
Listen.
Take your time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We're waiting for you to talk.
Okay. This is Hugh from Lafayette Hill. I'm just wondering if Hurts doesn't want to run the ball, there's a good – I don't know how many people of you guys are familiar with the wing T offense. It's a good high school offense, and if they run the Buck series, they don't need the quarterback to do any option. There's also series – where they do option, but they could run the Buck series with the one back going into the middle, the other faking at the end, and the quarterback bootlegging the opposite way every time. There's a lot of deception, and with two good backs, I think you could, you know, might be the answer. It would add some deception, and it would allow us to capitalize on the running game.
Well, it would add deception, considering nobody else is running the wing team.
Yep.
I mean, it would catch some teams off guard. Hugh, I appreciate the phone call.
Now, Hugh, can I ask a question? How old are you?
Who, me?
Yes.
He's talking about the wing team, man. You know the answer to this question.
I'm 81.
Yeah.
Just check. Hey, no disrespect.
Hugh,
I just wanted to love
the wing team.
It's old school.
I got to tell you, I'm in.
So, Hugh, I love the phone call. Love the idea. Again, because we're in company today, I'm going to remain totally calm. But does anyone else see the problem here?
What?
We have a $51 million a year quarterback.
And we're talking about running the wing tee.
Look.
Yeah, that's
desperate times, man. The offense stinks.
No, and plus, like, I do remember the wing tee because,
I'm sure you do.
Believe it or not, I ran against it when I was in high school.
High school.
Yeah, and it's the basic concept. Like, the NFL players are too fast. And it's more downhill, one-directional running. You know, a lot of times, you know, most teams, every team, all teams, use cutback because the linemen are too fast for you to run directly at them and hit the hole. That's why everything is cutback running. So, I mean, it's a great thought, but the wing tee is seen as time, and it's an antiquated concept in the NFL.
The other thing I always thought back, like, when I was playing football, when I was – Hugh, it's because most kids can't throw, right? It's high school quarterback.
Well, yeah, right? That too.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now it's changed, I think, because they have the 7-on-7s and the camps, right? Kids are getting better at being quarterbacks younger.
The Manning camps and stuff like that.
Right, but like 20, 30 years ago, if you played or you just watched the high school game, it's brutal. They can't complete passes. Most, there's just not many good quarterbacks to throw the ball more than 10 yards down the field. So it's like, it was basically a way around having to throw the ball ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that different than the service academy offenses, right? Like, we see that with Army, Navy and all that.
And plus the guys are smaller.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about last night, you got 250 pound offensive linemen.
Yeah, it's different.
It's a different game, man. And listen, this is like when you watch this game, to be totally honest, it's a throwback.
Yeah,
it is. It's a throwback to what football used to be, like, what, 50, 60 years ago? And that's what makes it so respected and so honorable, man, is because at the end of the day, they're going to go and they're gonna sing their alma mater songs, and they're gonna be pals. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be a part of this. It really, really is.
Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you. Hey, Kyle. Happy Football Friday, man.
Tyler, how we doing, buddy?
Guys, I am doing okay, but I called for a specific reason, and that is because of the egregiousness that has been talked about on this show, especially over the past few days. Hugh, you know how much love I have for you. I want to get you your own cowboy hat, brown or black. You just let me know. I got some nice ones for this time of the year. But you yourself, Hugh, said nobody's above criticism. If you're capping this Eagles offense at 21 or 22 points, let's do some math here because we love math on this show.
Love it.
Okay? If two of those field goals that were kicked on Monday night's game against the Chargers were touchdowns, how many points would we have scored?
What, 14? No, 12. 12, right? 12.
No.
He said if two of the field goals were kicked, right?
Yeah.
Two field goals, so that's 12
points.
And
replace them with touchdowns.
With touchdowns, that's 12 points. Right?
No, that's...
Well, no, if you take away six and you have 12, that's six more points.
So what are you talking about?
Yes.
So I was right.
My point...
What is Tyler talking about?
What are we
doing?
On-air math is for no one. I mean, it's really not our lane.
It's not what we do.
All right, look.
It's not what we do.
You get six on a touchdown instead of three. So two of those, that would be another six points.
12.
The two extra points included, 12. That's eight. So you could potentially have gone from scoring 19 points to 27 points against the Chargers. So I'm just saying why we're upset, why we as a fan base are upset, because I know there's been fans on both ends of the spectrum to the extreme. Why I am upset as a diehard Eagles fan is this, is that A.J. Brown is smiling in his post-game presser at his locker because the man is getting what he wants. He's gotten peppered with targets. He got 10 targets against Dallas, loss. He got 12 targets against the Bears, loss. He got 13 targets against the Chargers, loss. The common denominator in all those games is he went for over 100 yards in every single one of those games, and we still lost the football game, Hugh. Okay? Do you understand that we are upset because it's not just about the numbers? You guys bringing Mark Ingram was one of the best things you could have done for this radio program because he was preaching, man. He said if we run the ball, if we put egos to the side, if we quit worrying about the outside noise, okay, quit worrying about the headlines and if you're going to get more accolades, okay? We have the capability to do something special. We shouldn't be talking about just scoring in the teens to win a football game. We have the kind of offense that just won the Super Bowl 10 months ago, Hugh. 10 months ago. We're not a bunch of wussies in Philadelphia, okay? I preach on here that we have backbone, okay? And I know you probably were calling me out, Hugh, because I'm always the one in the pump-up speeches that talks about scoring over 30. That's not me just calling on some false hope. It's because I saw the offense do it last year. How does it go from so vanilla, so pedestrian, to being the way that it is? They're still 8-5. We have everything in front of us if we bring it together. We need to see that enthusiasm, that passion on the
About time, boys. It took you long
enough. Do you understand? Saquon was running angry last week. The man would have won us the game on the 17-yard line if you gave him the football. And he took it to the house. I need to see Saquon run for a buck 50, a couple of cutties on Sunday, and gas the Raiders' defense. I need our defense to be hungry, Hugh. I need them to be mad. I need them to want it more than those other boys on the sideline. Okay? Yeah, if you want to get to where you're going,
check that
all right, A.J. Brown, this is your time. If you were satisfied winning the whole Super Bowl, you got to get back there, man. This is the hunt. This is the hunt. You got to want it. You got to want to bring it every single week. This is a game that you need in the standings. You could have had the NFC East clinch now, but now you're in a dogfight. What you going to do about it, boys? What you going to do? AJ, you got people calling for your job. Your job. People were calling for my job. I'm putting my nose to the grindstone, and I'm taking it in the awesome mode down the highway to drop my packages off. You got to deliver that football. You got to have your guys buying in. Okay, do you understand? We care because you guys give us hope. You guys give us hope in this city. Okay? And you need to rekindle that within yourself. You're down in Baltimore right now doing this show where they had a great defense, where they worked hard, and they didn't take no stuff. They didn't take no crap. Okay? This Eagles offense, you guys got to get it together. Okay? It's going to be cool. Philadelphia football on Sunday.
Let's go. Give us an Eagles chant.
Show us that, please. Eagles 27, Raiders 14. You guys got this. Make it proud and win the dang game, Betty.
Let's go. Tyler's going back to back this weekend, man.
It was amazing.
I'm mad at Buzz, though.
Why? What Buzz do?
Buzz took too long to get
it
there,
was,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it timed perfectly, though, even with the delay.
He's going to run out of steam.
Buzz, Tyler's a pro, so Tyler's going to make it
Buzz,
work.
Buzz, I'm disappointed.
I got to tell you.
We're going to have a meeting about Buzz after this show.
There's no way they're not dropping 27 after hearing that. Put that in the locker room before the game.
Way.
27.
Nah, they ain't dropping 20. I love
Did
Tyler.
Did you hear
too.
Tyler?
Tyler, and I wasn't taking a shot at you. You were,
oh,
you were
felt
not
a certain way.
Tyler,
I was not talking about Tyler. But since you brought it up, Tyler, you
Tyler's about to get some good Gouda this weekend.
He got you going to get some Gouda.
All right, that's enough. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble for that.
Your phone calls. Hugh, you got to read, so get ready.
Wait, I got to read. Stall them out. Stall them out, Joe Giglio.
All right, I'll come up to the other side. We will guess the takes for week number 15 in the NFL.
Oh.
We'll check in with you people, see what they're up to today. And a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Raiders. All up next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, that is our time here. It is time to guess the takes. What is everyone going to be talking about after week 15 in the NFL, which, by the way, started with quite a game last night. The Falcons came back to beat the Bucs.
I called that, by the way.
Did you?
Well, I did. Okay. I said that they were going to win.
Okay. Well, good job by you. Oh, is that in your
that was in my
read yesterday. Yeah, was that your, like, and go Atlanta.
Go Atlanta.
Bijan stepped.
Because I can't say. It's certain things I can't say.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is this our – what is this music?
Guess the takes.
When did we start doing this?
The whole season.
Seriously?
Ever since the segment started.
Hey, listen. I don't know. When Tyler tried to put me in the blender,
He did put you in the blender.
He did, yeah. I mean,
no,
he came at your neck.
No, but it's 12. It was 12, right? I was right, 12, right?
He set you up for an alley-oop, and you bricked it.
He said no. He said 12.
I think his math was right. I think
Wayne said two touchdowns. If you scored two touchdowns instead of two field goals, that's 12 points, right?
So I think what he was trying to say was he wanted us to include the extra points, and he was saying if you take away the two field goals and make them two touchdowns, 8 more points are on the board, right?
But no, it's 6.
But with the extra points, it'd be the 8.
Okay, but the extra points aren't guaranteed.
I am with you. That's why I was on your side.
We're guessing the takes.
But
I just no, dude, listen. I get sensitive about math.
I know.
And I'm like, I got to make sure I get it right.
I thought your math was fine. Do you have a take?
Yes.
Okay. I see why you're sensitive.
Jalen Hurts is not the problem. That's going to be the take Monday.
It's going to be your take?
Yeah, mine. It's going to be mine. I hate this thing. And I hate this music. I hate everything about it.
See, now we're causing a scene in public.
We've been looking loud all day.
People are looking at us.
Listen, they've been looking at us all day.
I know.
I hate this segment.
You can't guess your own take. It negates the whole idea.
You know what? I do respect that, though.
Right.
It's a surefire way to guarantee that will be a take.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's just your take.
It's mine.
All right.
It's not the problem.
It's your. All right, here's a take I think you're going to hear on Monday.
Hugh Douglas is a problem.
Yeah, you're the problem. The 49ers are the Super Bowl contender. No one's talking
about. No, they're out.
They're going to be 10-4.
I put them out last week.
Phooey.
Oh,
phooey.
Hold on.
La, 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 la. Yes, I did.
They're going to be 10-4.
No, they're not.
They're going to lose the Titans?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Look, I had the pregnant pause.
No shot.
Yes.
No shot.
Yes.
No shot. Okay.
You know what? I'm about to put some money on that. Yes, they do.
On the Titans?
On the Titans.
What's that money line look like?
I'm about to see.
The Niners are like 13-point favorites.
I don't think – can we put – they bet in Maryland?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, I
can
bet in Maryland. You know, I got to check, man. You know, I forgot – you know, in a certain state, you know what I mean?
Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, even though the Patriots still might win this division regardless of what happens this week, Buffalo is the team that you don't want to catch in the postseason, more so than the Patriots. I would be more scared to play Buffalo in the postseason than I would be to play New England.
It's interesting when you look at the AFC playoffs. Like, right now – and I know it's not just about the quarterback. We argue about this all the time. But who are the quarterbacks that are going to be in the AFC playoffs? Bo Nix and Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May.
Drake May.
And so neither have ever won a playoff game.
Youngins.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud.
Sacrificial lamb. But hasn't Trevor been in the playoffs?
Trevor's been there. Yeah. He won one game.
Maybe Fat Phil.
Maybe Fat Phillip Rivers. Like, the point is Josh Allen.
I see why Cam mad, though, but because Phillip Rivers looked like he ate one of his children.
He does, dude.
I can't wait to watch
that
Phillip
Rivers. Man. That man.
I just.
We can't feed him, so we might as well eat him.
I mean, his face is puffy.
He got like 13 kids, dog.
One of them, his oldest, is older than Riley Leonard.
His oldest got to be graduated from college.
23, I think. And Riley Leonard is also 23.
Part of me is dreading seeing the awful announcing headline, Hugh Douglas in Philadelphia. You can't feed him. You might as well eat him. Phil Rivers looks like he ate one of his kids. Just hit the button on that when that pops
up. I see why Cam a little bit upset, but, dog, that's crazy.
Do we think Fat Phil Rivers is going to play well?
Yes.
I can't.
You know why? Because you haven't seen him in a while. Like, you haven't seen him.
5 years.
Yeah, literally. You haven't seen him. I think he understands. Like, the game has not passed him by, so he'll have some He's going to have some success. Who are they playing again?
You saw him, and you don't think the game's
Seattle.
Passed him by?
They're playing Seattle. Might not that's be the hell.
Oh, geez. So, come on.
But I will say that, yes, I matter of fact, I'm going to take that game, too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you're taking the Colts?
I'm taking the Colts.
Okay.
With Fat Phillip Rivers.
That's another 13.5 point spread, by the way.
I'm definitely taking that one.
Yeah, put those two together.
I'm taking the Colts.
All right. Underdog is up in West Philly. What's up, Underdog?
Fellas, how you doing?
Good, Underdog. What's up?
So, I heard that somebody said, I think it was RG3, that we need to get rid of everybody from the building.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That doesn't support Jalen Hurts.
He did.
That's what he said, yeah.
He said it.
Would he like to turn the NovaCare complex into a Milli Vanilli concert?
What is that? What is that? Well,
I think he means
there will be tumbleweeds floating into the end zone, and they get there with more regularity.
He's suggesting nobody is on board with the quarterback. So what are we going to do then?
Are we going? What are you talking about? Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweeds like no
he's
one's
saying
there.
The building will be empty.
The wind blows the tumbleweeds.
But that's not through. How does he know that? That's not true.
Well, this
is why I say that.
Okay.
So Hugh Douglas, you played defense on this team, and you did well at it. Thank you very much for your service.
Yeah, I did okay.
That's a good point.
How would you like to bust your you-know-what to get off the field on 3rd and 8, and before they even pour your Gatorade, you're right back on the field?
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
There's the defense. Absolutely, but it's a lot of brothers involved. How would you like to be a running back?
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, sir.
In for a penny, in for a pound. I'm going to hit you. I got another cliche that I got lined up.
What was Jordan Davis's 10 toes down?
10 of them things.
All 10.
10 toes down.
Let me ask you this. You're going to need all 10 of them. So let me ask you this. How would you like to be an offensive line who gets scapegoated, but you're expected to block 6 to 8 guys open up running lanes for a running back because everybody knows you're not a threat through the air?
Hey bro, my first year in Philly, it was like that. Exactly what you're talking about. Bobby Hoyne, who was it, Rodney Pete, Coy Detman were our quarterbacks.
And
we were in games –
No, and we were I still told him number 53 is doing his job, though.
Yeah, I mean, but that's
he's
that's
doing
the,
his job.
That's the resume. That's what you got to do. Brian Dawkins was doing his job too. Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Hollis Thomas, and anybody else that was out there. That's the job description.
Bringing back good memories with some of
them. Yeah, man,
names.
But the bottom line is this. I hear what you're saying, and I know it's frustrating, but that's your job. And just like when the offense is playing well, the defense isn't, how would you feel if the offense player was like, damn it, you're not doing your job. Do your job.
Yeah, works but this both guy ways, never man. Does his job. Even in his Super Bowl season, he was 30th in the league.
And 30th. He won the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl 30th
we,
in the league.
We
though.
Won the Super Bowl. Now he did play
see,
well in the
on,
Super
man.
Bowl, but we're
come
trying
on,
to get
see,
back.
Don't do that. Don't like the one thing.
No,
listen,
that's a fact.
No, it's not.
Out of
it's not.
Teams.
Well, 30th
it's
is
not.
The fact. The 30th is the fact.
Okay, the 30th is the fact, but the fact of the matter is Jalen gets credit for winning that Super Bowl, and you can't take that away from him. Because Jalen was the quarterback of the team.
He's so Draymond Green.
Okay, Draymond Green is a champion. So what does that mean? Draymond
yeah,
Green has
that.
A podcast on our station. What does that mean? So what does that mean?
Who was the weakest member of Drew Hill? He's that guy.
Wait a minute. You taking shots at Drew Hill now?
This is just the truth. The offensive line was top three. The receiving core was like, it's the best situation.
Wait a minute. I'm stuck on Drew Hill now. How many? It was three members of Drew Hill? So Cisco was the. But I know Cisco was the number one, and the other two guys were just guys.
That was Saquon.
He's gone.
No, you lost me with the Drew Hill
last year.
It was only Cisco. What are you talking about?
That
you know
was
what's ironic?
Last
what?
Year.
Do you know where, Drew Hill started?
Philly.
Baltimore.
No, seriously?
Well,
that looked like four of them. That's four people. You lost us with this Drew.
Yeah,
when you threw Drew
you
Hill
funny?
Out there, you
and
lost
they were founded in Baltimore in 92.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're in the right spot for this.
I just don't believe that receivers. Well, how about this, Hugh? You can see the frustration from the receivers. Even if the defense isn't showing it. And they're not admitting it. You can see it from
AJ
the receivers.
Been frustrated.
I mean, they've been.
AJ has been frustrated for weeks. You know what the irony
I
is, though?
I believe Devontae is, too.
You know what's the good. Irony of the receiver being frustrated? Is that he cried about the football for weeks. And he then went to defend the quarterback in the last press conference.
Because he got the ball more. He's shown
right,
us what matters to him.
What's that Atlanta Morrison song? Isn't it a rider?
Yes.
Don't you think? Who do I trust more?
Who do you trust more, A.J. Brown to not have a bad game or Jalen Hurts to not have a bad game?
Who do I trust more? This is the first, to be honest, this was the first truly bad game that Jalen Hurts has had.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I am.
How about Carolina, 108 yards, and we had to win a girl fight against the Panthers last year?
But
and
we won it.
Numerous of these.
Wow. But we won it.
There
listen,
are
you're talking
team,
to a guy.
The team won. I think the team is outstanding.
Y'all just letting this
it's
call go. Y'all just
going to
let it go.
This is great.
This has been awesome.
Let this thing go.
This is hilarious.
No, but my
again.
Point is
big
this.
Big fan
call
of
again,
underdog.
A win is a win.
Here we go again.
It starts with Las Vegas.
Starts with Las Vegas, man. Y'all just let that call go forever. Y'all,
well,
y'all got a kick out of that.
I his response, too. It's the first bad game he's had. Are you kidding me?
No. So it was four members in Drew Hill.
And they started in Baltimore.
So Cisco, like I don't remember the other three, but I remember Cisco. Cisco was the most talented one.
Yeah.
And then it was the one chunky one. And I forgot the other two.
So who's who? Well,
Cisco's got to be the one
I mean,
in the middle.
There's six names listed on the Wikipedia.
Oh, damn.
I don't remember all six of them. Yeah.
I don't remember all six. I remember Drew. I remember three of them.
Well, actually, it says six names and then two past members. That's eight. And now I feel like we're doing
damn.
Tyler math here.
Yeah.
It might be too much
well,
math.
Well, bottom line is Cisco is the one that – he had the thong song.
Well,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Dumps like a truck. Truck, truck. Thighs like what? What?
What year is it?
Yeah, I don't
oh,
know.
Boy.
All right.
What year? Is that what, 2000s? 90s?
No, no.
Late 90s?
No, I was joking. What year is it now that we're doing that song still today? All right.
Oh.
Can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
So, I kind of feel violated today.
Oh,
what,
no.
What they got on
well,
your
the,
budget?
Well, the camera's been on me the entire – I'm not used to having the camera also on me the whole time.
Like
usually
not
it's on you guys, and I get to hide back behind the producer booth.
Until yeah. you talk,
right,
it's on you.
Right,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's been on me the whole time, and I got to tell you, I'm getting cooked
oh,
today.
Okay.
They're crushing me today. First, though, the people demand justice for Big V.
For what?
They think you did him wrong.
How do I do it wrong? I was not – like, listen, it was not Big V if – Like, I don't do this a lot, but if Big V feel like I attacked him, no, I did not.
Big V wasn't demanding justice. The people demand justice for Big V.
I think you just used him as a jumping off point
yeah,
for a larger
right, I
no, it because you know, and you're
he was
right.
The catalyst to a, yeah, to a very impassioned rant.
It's
I was one of your best.
I respect everybody's opinion. But it gets a little irritating yeah, when you hear the same people, you hear people that have information, more information, and you still discount what they're saying, and yep, we're trying to tell you
they don't care,
that it's not what you think it is. Because everybody said, oh, it's Kevin Petullo. It's not all Kevin Petullo. Not saying that it's not some of Kevin Petullo, but it's not all Kevin Petullo.
We had Mark Ingram on. I asked him, when the offense is good, how much on the coordinators? Like, if you have good players, it's on the players.
So it's one, like, you hear what people tell you on a daily basis, but you choose not to believe.
Yeah. Speaking of that rant. The most impressive part of today's show was Hugh ranting and saying back-to-back without giggling. That showed how serious you are.
That's big growth.
Is that right?
That
that's
you, that you powered right through the back-to-back
comment. It's the comment. Opposite of on the pregame show last Monday when Ellie talked about eight in the box. And Hugh
folded.
Yeah, eight in the box
that's
is crazy.
Not good.
But no, man, it's like because I respect the fact that we all watch the game differently. And, you know, we all have our own opinions. But, dog, like sometimes – you have to listen.
Some of us are dopes.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to listen. Because nobody – listen, man, when I talk about players, I talk about players. I don't care what color they are. And I'm not – you know, and I'm going to talk about Peyton Manning the same way that I talk about anybody else that they were playing. And that's the thing that I think people fail to realize. I know what Jalen's accomplished, and I'll be the first to tell you. I'm not taking anything away from Jalen. But if he's not playing well, he's not playing well. Bottom line.
Yep. All right. Joe Giglio is on hard drugs.
What'd you do? You doing hard drugs and ain't telling nobody?
I like the question. Why are you doing this? If you did it and didn't tell us?
Yeah, like what hard drugs you doing?
Oh my goodness, guys, who cares? That could have been about anything.
Anything.
Well, I mean, we had a lot of different little things today. Could have been about.
Yeah, I mean, you could rename our show. Who the hell cares?
Yeah, basically.
Holy crap! That's Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, that was time.
I love when we get a newcomer.
Yeah.
It's always good.
People just stumble in.
No, you know what's funny?
Yep.
True story. I was getting off the elevator, and I saw Mike Mayock, and Mike looked like – he's like, Hugh?
What happened?
I guess it was like all the gray, right?
Yeah.
This thing, like dealing with y'all, this thing has got
no, hold on. You were gray when you showed up, buddy.
No, but it's super gray now. I ain't got no more like, – it's getting gray.
And you're blaming us.
Eh.
That's good.
We should go back and find a picture when the show first started and see how much we've
No, I'm saying it's that the beard is gray now. Yeah. The beard is super gray.
Being on the show is like being the president. You age very rapidly.
Well, look at Sirianni. Same thing to be an Eagles coach.
Yep.
You age.
No, he looked haggard.
That's the word. You come here, you're haggard by the end.
Liverwurst and succotash, guys, pull it together.
Yeah, that
we
was,
had it together.
Yeah, liverwurst. I forgot
we
did. I forgot
we got tripped up on
succotash and liverwurst.
But don't we always get tripped up on something?
Yes.
Every day.
Well, I do.
Yeah. That's why it's fair to say pull it together.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to me. Kyle is a moron. Mm-hmm. Here we go with Kyle and the stupid mustache. Nice mustache, Kyle, you bum.
Damn.
Kyle looks like he sells loose cigarettes outside of Wawa.
I can see that, Kyle. I can see that.
that
one made my chest hurt.
Whoever wrote that one.
Yeah, that was
a good one, yeah. All right, and then, you know, Kyle's mustache is actually pretty normal, so I appreciate that person for saying that. Yeah. You know, Joe, benching hurts, Sirianni's job being on the line, declaring the division over in October. But expecting the offense to break out is where I'm going to have to draw the line.
This is the craziest thing I've said in 2 months. I'm sorry, guys.
Yep. All right, last one here. Well, I've heard about enough. $100 on Raiders money line.
Well, we know what happens if that comes to fruition. Douglas is not coming to work Monday.
I'm telling y'all, I'm not. I'm gonna do the show on the phone.
You think we did a good enough job preparing this city for this game?
I think so.
That guy's going to put $100 on Raiders money line.
Yeah. I think the week really prepared us for what's going on here. I'm glad that the afternoon show and us both gave our thoughts on how the crowd should react, because I know what I expect. I know what I think is going to happen. And I'm glad we all talked through that positivity pledge nonsense that they threw out.
Feels good. You feel good?
I feel better, yeah.
I do too.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, are we good with you people?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, sorry.
All right, before we go, I didn't know if you had any more. All right.
No.
It is time for us to put together our same game parlay, Hugh Douglas.
Wonderful.
For the game on Sunday, Eagles Raiders. So
should we do something crazy?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not interested in this.
I did a side thingy.
What's your side thingy?
Oh, I did money line.
Are you withholding parlays?
Money line on what?
Oh, I took Tennessee over the 49ers.
Okay.
I took Carolina over New
right.
Orleans.
Yeah, all right, that's not bad.
I took Indianapolis over Seattle.
You are trying to become rich. And
Chicago.
Over the
Browns. Yeah, Browns, yeah.
So what's your two to win what?
$26.
Huh? That's it?
That's all I need. I'm not greedy.
That's horrible.
$26 is a win for me. That's 26 more dollars than I had. Well, 24.
All right, man.
Since we're doing math on this show.
Yeah, we're going to stop the math. Can we put together a real parlay with the Eagles game?
Okay.
I say we stay away from the spread. I mean, is anyone willing to drop 11.5 on the Eagles to win by?
No.
Plus, we don't want to bet on the Raiders. That's just uncomfortable.
First drive, field goal.
First drive, Eagles field goal?
Okay.
All right. Let's throw it in.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. Okay, Jalen Hurts, over.
Over what?
150 plus.
Oh, we're getting
lost. That's a lot of yards, Hugh.
What you mean?
It's a ton of yards.
He threw for a lot of yards last week.
His over-under set at 203.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
That is a ton.
You said, oh,
my God. It's going to be like 8 degrees outside.
Yeah. You said, oh, my God. You got to get back on the horse, man. Throw the ball.
All right, fine. Plus 150 plus yards. What about an Eagles defensive score? Kenny Pickett starting at quarterback on the other side.
Kenny two gloves. I'll take that.
I think our defense is scoring on Sunday.
Okay. So we're putting together a banger here. I mean,
so we got an Eagles touchdown on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles first drive field goal. And the Jalen Hurts 150 plus passing.
Sure. Goals. Let's get crazy.
All right, let's put it together.
Is the Hurts over 150 the craziest of all of them?
It's one of the crazier ones. I'd imagine that. All right, that is about enough for us today.
Great.
I feel good. I think we accomplished a lot.
There's no way we did.
Right, we accomplished a lot. We helped a lot of people out today. And we touched people in a positive way.
And probably annoyed everybody here.
Well, that's the biggest takeaway. Why are those guys so loud?
Because we're from Philly.
What are they yelling at? We do appreciate everyone here having us.
They want us out of here.
Yes.
It's
our cue to go. But thank you to everyone here at the Army Navy game for having us. The great game will be awesome tomorrow. Everyone have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you on Sunday, Hugh, for the pregame. We start at 10 a.m.
I
got another read. Wait a minute. Stall me out, Joe.
This is the fifth time today.
Wait a minute, because I didn't know I had a last
pregame read. Show starts at 10 on Sunday from the link. You guys have a great rest of your Friday. Afternoon show is next after Hugh finds his read right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.